So what is your number one enemy in marketing, and how can you beat it to win big profits? We'll explore that here in this episode of Strategic Cast, where we're exploring how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. I assume you have a great product or service. Let's use that as a starting point. Now let's assume that your customers, your clients, your patients have a real need for what you provide. It's going to make a real difference in their life. It's going to transform them from their unhappy state to a happy state. Well, that gap is where marketing comes in, and sales, of course, as part of marketing or along with marketing. And the thing that's going to stop your solution from finding its way to your ideal customer is one thing. It's friction at every point in that customer's journey to discovering and then taking part in what it is that you have to offer. All right, let me explain. So if, let's say, you are selling, I don't know, hiking shoes, and you start out with a customer who isn't aware that your particular type of hiking shoes or boots have some characteristic where they're not only waterproof, but they breathe well in the summertime, and they're a fantastic fit, unlike anything that's ever come out before. Well, your customer is not aware that your solution is out there. So the place where the journey begins to your solution is in, let's say, a Facebook ad. Maybe they're searching on Google. Maybe they hear about you on a podcast, radio show, from a friend, whatever. From that initial point, at every stop along the way, and according to Google, shoppers are now touching on something like 16 or more different places before they make a buying decision. At any point in that journey, in that process, if they encounter some friction between where you provide the solution and where they are interested in taking part in that solution, then you lose. They could go off in a whole different direction. So if your Facebook ad is incongruent with the landing page, if the landing page somehow doesn't have a clear message, if the cart page doesn't match the landing page, or if there's something about it that doesn't make sense to them, they can't understand it, then at any point in that funnel, and heck, there could be lots of different points, those are just three, then what happens is the process bogs down, and especially in today's media-drenched world, you lose. So friction, that's your number one enemy. The way to overcome it is to make sure and diligently watch every part of your marketing funnel to make sure that you're creating this sort of greased chute or greased slide, as John Carlton would say, from the point at which your customer first becomes aware to them becoming a happy customer. Well, I hope you found this helpful, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, if you enjoyed it, please let a friend know. Subscribe, download, post a review. Hit me up on Twitter. The more you engage, the better content we can provide for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.